This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In the Old Testament, the sons of Korah were chosen to serve as doorkeepers in the tabernacle, and this was a very humble position. But the man who penned this psalm was deeply grateful he could serve in this position in the house of God. Listen to what he wrote.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord of armies! I long and yearn for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God. Better a day in your courts than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than live in the tents of wicked people.
Well, this, of course, is an Old Testament setting. It involves serving in the earthly tabernacle. But when the Church of Jesus Christ was born, our Savior came to indwell a living sanctuary composed of all believers. We are God's tabernacle. We are His dwelling place. And when every individual member functions as God intends, we become a wonderful and beautiful demonstration to the world of the unity within the Trinity. Let's remember that within the body of Christ, the Church, no member is insignificant, including those of us who may occupy very humble positions. And this is why Paul penned these words to the Corinthians. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. Or again, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that are weaker are indispensable. So as we think of the Church of Jesus Christ today, the church in which we worship, let's remember this principle to live by. We are to be a living and unified sanctuary that reflects the divine unity that exists in the eternal community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essential Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.